GM pays back a big chunk of bailout money.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. General Motors today will reportedly make an early repayment on bailout money it got from the federal government. The car company has years to pay back $6 billion in loans, but it could write a check for the balance today with a formal announcement tomorrow in Kansas City. Here to talk about it is Marketplace's Gregory Warner, who joins us live. Good morning, Gregory.
Good morning, Bill.
So where did GM get all this money?
Well, GM did pretty well last quarter. They had better than expected earnings, and they hope to post a profit this year. They've also announced plans to reopen hundreds of dealerships that closed last year when they were filing bankruptcy. So while they don't technically have to pay this money back for a couple of years, by paying it early, they want to reassure investors and car buyers that they're financially stable, they don't need the government cash. I should say, the White House wants this very much, too. President Obama has been quick to praise earlier payments by GM. He'll surely hold this up to say, look, the bailout was the right thing to do.
So was it then, Gregory? Does this make the GM bailout an official success?
Certainly General Motors would say, yeah. They're trying to shed this stigma of the bailout. And they're looking down the road at Ford, the only big American car company that didn't take the money. And Ford has done a lot better at selling cars. The truth is, though, this repayment is only the first step for GM. Remember, the bailout was $50 billion. Most of that money from the U.S. Treasury went into buying shares of the company. And those stocks don't have any value yet, because GM still has to go public, and that won't happen till next year at least. So even after this repayment, taxpayers still own, what, 61% of General Motors.
Right. Marketplace's Gregory Warner. Gregory, thank you.
Thanks, Bill.
The big guns behind the social networking site Facebook are meeting this week with developers from other websites. This is happening at the company's annual conference in San Francisco. Facebook is expected to unveil some new tools for its roughly 400 million users. As Marketplace's Jennifer Collins tells us, the goal is to make the social network even more a part of daily life.
Okay. Say you're on a site like marketplace.org. You hear a story you like by, say, me. Before you can share it with your friends, you have to sign back onto Facebook.com. Market researcher Justin Smith says Facebook might make that process more automatic. And there's more.
The rumor is that they're going to expand this to the rest of the web so that you can say, I like this website or I like this publisher, and I'd like to continue to get updates from them inside Facebook, even though this website doesn't live inside Facebook.
That's a lot of information sharing, and it could bring with it profitable targeted ads. Augie Ray is with Forrester Research.
Well, because the more relevant you are, the more welcome the advertising is by consumers, and the more valuable it is to advertisers who will pay more for that.
Only problem now is Facebook has to get users to agree to share their browsing habits with advertisers. I'm Jennifer Collins for Marketplace.
Now let's do the numbers. Well, Wall Street didn't seem to be bothered yesterday by the whole Goldman Sachs lawsuit. The Dow regained 73 points, and global markets have bounced back today as well. Corporate earnings have been looking good. Citigroup reported a surprise first quarter profit, and most Asian markets rebounded more than 0.5%. European stocks are up more than 0.25% now. The German automaker Daimler doubled its profit outlook for its Mercedes-Benz unit. So yesterday, the Dow close was 11,092. I mentioned Goldman Sachs there. Britain's government said today it has officially opened its investigation into Goldman's London branch. This is in cooperation with the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission. Goldman is accused of defrauding customers by selling them investments that were designed to fail. Goldman Sachs will report its quarterly profits later today, as will Apple and Yahoo.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build strong customer relationships with email marketing, online surveys, and event marketing. ConstantContact.com. By MassMutual, offering a financial literacy program to help families navigate their finances. Details at massmutual.com/familyfinances. And by Citrix, offering GoToMyPC, allowing users to work from anywhere via the web. More at GoToMyPC.com/market.
New York City is bracing for a possible strike by doormen at midnight tonight. They would like a raise. At the same time, building owners are trying to cut their benefits. And as Marketplace's Jill Barchet reports, residents are caught in the middle.
Outside a posh co-op building on Madison Avenue, a doorman is hailing a cab. He's one of 30,000 union members who could walk out tonight. If that happens, many New York residents will have bigger headaches than just having to flag their own taxis.
Basic services like the removal of garbage or using a compactor chute to throw garbage down is closed, and residents now have to start handling that themselves.
That's Dan Wurzel. He's the president of Cooper Square Realty, the largest manager of apartment buildings in the city. He says the union threatening to strike covers not only doormen at fancy co-ops, but also janitors and handymen at ordinary apartment buildings. Wurzel says package delivery, renovations, even installing a new dishwasher could ground to a halt.
Buildings sort of shut down.
Doormen typically make only $40,000 a year, but they get free health insurance and a full pension. Cirillo Grujan mans the door at a fancy Upper East Side co-op.
People think that doormen, you know, are living the high life, but it's not really true. You know, we live check by check.
Apartment owners say each doorman costs $70,000 a year, including benefits. If that cost goes up, New Yorkers may have to pay even higher rents and monthly maintenance fees. I'm Jill Barchet from Marketplace.
And finally, with European air traffic shut down by the volcano, how are we all supposed to get our Norwegian salmon and Dutch orchids? Well, the answer from New Zealand, we got your fish and flowers right here. CNN reports New Zealand's fish farmers and flower exporters are scrambling to fill a surge in orders from around the world and capitalize on the boom caused by the boom. It's a boom boom. And this is the Marketplace Morning Report. At our website, we are asking about the phrase penny wise, pound foolish. It's an aphorism, and we're trying to turn it into some stories. So tell us who in your life has saved a penny to spend a pound at marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.